On episode 431 of the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we discuss setting your nutrition cruise control. You can find the full show notes for this episode at 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/431. Have you decided you're ready to make a change? To reclaim your health and fitness? The 40 Plus Fitness Podcast is here for you. I'm your host, Alan Meisner. I'm an NSAM certified personal trainer with a specialization in corrective exercise and fitness nutrition. Let me be your coach as you find your way on your health and fitness journey. All right, let's go. Hello, and thank you for being a part of 40 Plus Fitness Podcast. I'm really glad that you're here. We're going to have a really good short episode today, but I wanted to take a moment to remind you that if it's still April and you're listening to this, you have time to join us in the group online training at the Legacy Rate. Go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/health, and I've got all the information there. This is online personal training, which basically gives you the exercises, gives you the workouts, gives you nutrition counseling. Also, I'm there to help you stay on track. It's all in an app or online. It's all there available to you. The only thing I'm not doing that a personal trainer would do for you is counting reps. So if you're ready to get yourself in shape, if you're ready to get healthy, go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/health to learn how you can get the Legacy Rate for online personal training, online group personal training with 40 Plus Fitness. So today's episode is called Setting Your Nutrition Cruise Control. And I chose this topic because cruise control very much aligns with the roadmap prospects of the way that I did in the Wellness Roadmap. And that book and that process is all about helping you get healthy and get fit and be happy with the lifestyle that you've set for yourself. And the easiest way to do that is when you can make things automatic, like setting your cruise control. So as you might guess, setting a cruise control is very much like building habits. And so we currently have our eating habits. And if you're like most people, you probably have about maybe a dozen different foods that you eat on almost a regular basis. So we have our regular foods. We have our regular treats. We have the things that we do. And we're all fairly consistent at that. At least most people are. If you're eating a wider variety than that, then that's probably good for you. But in a general sense, most of us have those go-to foods that we have on a day-in, day-out basis. And a lot of times those are based on convenience. And so in setting the cruise control, we're going to do a few things to kind of break that down. And this is effectively what I would call a three-tier plan. So there's three things that you're going to do here that are going to basically set you up to have your cruise control set. Okay, the first is that I want you to start logging your food. And I know that's cumbersome, but to take that weight and measure the food, measure the cups, measure, do all that measuring, and then logging all that. I know that takes a lot of time. It's very difficult at times. But taking the time to do that over a week or two is going to give you a good idea of what your core foods are, how much you're eating. It's going to give you a lot of data on the macros that you're getting, on the calories that you're eating, and in some cases, the micronutrients that you're getting or not getting. Okay, so based on that information, you now know what your core foods are. And you can choose to then stick to a lot of the core foods that you know are good for you, and then move away from some of those foods that are not so good for you. So that's kind of stage one, is to take some time. You don't have to make any drastic changes to your eating. You just start logging it. And that does include measuring the food. So you're going to have to measure volume or weight. It does include writing it all down or putting it into an app like MyFitnessPal and giving you that record. So now you have the data, what your core eating is like over the course of that 2 weeks. Okay. The next thing you're going to want to do is come up with a plan. So this is stage two of this. We set a plan. And in that plan, the best way and what I found the most effective way of getting things that you need done and making sure that you're ready to move forward with your eating in a cruise control fashion is to make it as convenient as possible by doing bulk cooking. And so what I will typically do when I want to do the batch cooking or the bulk cooking is I will cook like three or four meals on a Sunday. And I'll cook enough that I have basically, I would say, four meals of each of those four meals. So that's 16 meals that I'm basically preparing at one time. And so I'm using the slow cooker. You might want to use an Instapot, that can help get things done a lot quicker. I use the grill. And then sometimes I'm making a sauce or doing some things on the stovetop. And so it's a pretty active day. It's a pretty busy, get a lot of food cooked, put it in serving containers, and then I put the bulk of those in my freezer. And then I'll put like the next 3 days worth of food in my refrigerator, and I'm good to go. At that point now I have my entire week pretty much planned out. And if every Sunday I prepare different types of foods, over time, I'm going to have a pretty good variety of different types of foods ready to go, frozen, and boom, there you go. It's very convenient, and it really saves you a lot of time because you're doing all that cooking at one time, all at the same time. So it really is effective and time effective if you're going to crunch. And one of the other advantages I've found of bulk cooking is I don't have to go to the grocery store as often, because I used to have to go to the grocery store about every third day just to make sure I had fresh produce in the house. But now when I'm doing like I make a marinara sauce and I store that. I've got several containers of marinara sauce. I've made a bone broth and I've got several containers of that. I've taken the other vegetables that I would put into a dish and I make that dish and then I freeze the dish. So I don't have to worry about going out and getting fresh vegetables all the time because most of my meals are already prepared. So I might go to the grocery store once a week now. And that's when I do my bulk buying. I also buy some produce and I'm good to go. Okay. So bulk cooking is kind of the second stage of this. It's very, very important because doing that really does allow you to be on cruise control. It's what's convenient. It's what's there. Okay. And then the third stage of this is where you now go into your pantry and your freezer and refrigerator, and you start looking for those foods that are not helping you reach your goal. If your goal is weight loss and you've got a tub of ice cream in your freezer, you know that tub of ice cream is not going to help you. Now, you may still want to enjoy it, and you looked at your logging, and you said, okay, well, that's only adding X number of calories, X grams of fat, X grams of sugar, and you're okay with that, then cool, that works into your plan. But if you're the kind of person like me who might go in there and eat the whole tub at one sitting, that's not going to fit your plan. So going in and taking the time to understand those foods that weren't serving you and getting them out of your house now is a good time to do this. So you've done the bulk shopping. You've got some good foods for you. You're not be worried about being hungry. Toss out those other foods. Donate them to a shelter, something. You don't need them in your house. So taking the time to clear out your pantry. And then when you do your shopping, just stick to your list and stay on plan. So from the cruise control perspective, we log so we know what our existence is, our speed, our current speed. We know what we're doing. Then we go through and we make a plan and we start batch cooking. So we're putting those foods into circulation that we want to eat. And then we're taking the third stage and we're getting rid of the foods that we no longer want to eat. So the bag of chips, the popcorn, the M&Ms, whatever you have in your pantry that you know is your go-to for stress or something that's going to take you off of plan, you need to get rid of that stuff. So if you'll take those three stages, you've set a really good cruise control. Now, the final bit of this that I want to get into, because you have to also think about those times when traffic gets thicker or there's construction or there's a detour. You're obviously not going to be able to leave your cruise control on and just flow through it. It just doesn't work like that. So when there's time that, maybe the family's planning a dinner out, or it's the holidays are coming up and you're going to be going to a family meal, or potluck, if we're ever going to do those again, things are going to come up that, are going to break your plan. They're going to get you off of your cruise control, and that's okay. But you want to start setting rules for yourself and you want to start thinking through each of those types of detours before it's time to go. So if we're talking about a dinner out, doing a little bit of research on their menu, knowing that, okay, if I go this route that I would normally have gone, then this is what that's going to mean. And if I look at their menu online and see I could eat this other thing, like maybe instead of eating the casserole dish with all the cheese and the fat and the sugar, all this stuff that I would normally eat in a meal, I opt to go for the chicken and a salad and maybe some broccoli. Or I say, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to do the fish. It's a baked fish, Yeah, there'll be a little bit of rice, but that's okay. I'll eat half of it and let the rest go. So you can kind of have these plans to go into the situation. You turn off the cruise control, you go into the situation, and then the next day you turn that cruise control back on. And because you've done the bulk cooking, because you've made it convenient, it's easy for you to switch right back into things because it's right there for you. You're not falling off. You're taking a detour, and usually for a good reason. Do it and then be ready to come right back on plan. And that's where, again, the bulk cooking and having that stuff ready, making things convenient, having the other stuff that you shouldn't be eating out of mind, out of pantry, is going to set you up to do a lot better. So if you have any questions about how to set your nutrition cruise control, please send me an email, alan@40plusfitnesspodcast.com. Love to go over that with you. We can talk about other strategies to help you get on track. If you have any questions, like I said, just send me an email, alan@40plusfitnesspodcast.com. Thank you. If you're ready to do something positive for your health and fitness, go to 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/health and get in on the legacy rate for 40 Plus Fitness group online training. That's 40plusfitnesspodcast.com/health. Next time on the 40 Plus Fitness Podcast, we meet Rob Perlman and discuss his book, Body by Starfleet, A Fitness Guide. It's going to be a fun episode. Hope to see you then. Until then, have a happy and healthy week.